The Financial Safari News Network is proud to present America's 401k Show. A place where your retirement questions are answered, solutions are offered, and tough stuff explained. You'll get the latest news on 401ks and IRAs, as well as interviews with financial experts to help you earn more for retirement. Now, let's join our Safe Money correspondent, Steve Siddall, on America's 401k Show.
We're back on America's 401k Show. Steve Siddall here, Dr. J there, and of course, Coach Pete DeRuda right there. And this is a, by the way, I know people can't see the studio, but this is really comfortable in here.
Fun
I like
place.
It, Coach.
It's my new studio.
I know, it's beautiful.
We called it the podcast studio. I don't know why. It's my radio and podcast studio.
Right.
It's fun. It's more comfortable here.
It
it's
is
our old TV studio. We moved it upstairs, the TV studio, so
sure.
Now it's down here. Hey, you have a Stanley Cup?
I do.
You played hockey?
I have several.
Whenever I started hearing Stanley Cup. Yeah,
I
it's
know.
Hockey.
Yeah.
Stanley, like, reinvent. There's a tool company.
I grew up,
maybe they still make tools. I don't know if they're making cups now. It's the same company.
Is it really?
And I think it is. I think somebody said it was.
Yeah,
so
it is.
They reinvent, like, they rejuvenated the company with all the revenue. But I heard the other day that some of them have lead in them. So there's some class action lawsuits on there about the lead in the Stanley Cup. And they should just rename it the Flint Cup. After Flint, Michigan, Steve.
Boom, boom.
Because if your water's sitting around lead all the time, you're drinking.
I don't
have one. I know my daughter does. And my wife, too. I said, all of a sudden, I like smaller cup. I don't need a big cup. But all of a sudden, they started trudging around these gigantic cups.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, what's up
with
that?
I love my Stanley Cups.
What makes it so special?
It keeps your beverage cold for days.
There you go.
I'm not exaggerating. Days.
What is that? The cooler company that does that? Yeti.
Yeti.
It's like Yeti. Well, Yeti makes
They're
cups,
giving
too.
Yeti a run for their money.
Okay, does Yeti make... Yeti's cups work pretty good, too,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, and then there's Arctic, RTSE.
Because
there's no patent on that technology, see? So Arctic has the same cup. I always used Arctic.
Arctic.
Anybody who goes to ECU should have Arctic. Pirate. Hey, now, speaking of colleges.
Yeah.
Now, a couple of weeks ago on the Financial Safari Show, you know, our sister
show.
I told Thomas about my daughter, Carrie, who had committed to the University of Alabama, had never visited Alabama.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? And so her and my wife did visit a couple of weeks ago. And the funny thing is, the next day, my wife works for the Attorney General's office. She was in there talking to somebody, and she was talking about their trip to Alabama, her and my daughter. And the girl came from behind my wife, and she said, "The lady, not the girl. As you get older, everybody's girl. Young lady.
They're all kids."
She said, "It's true, isn't it? I guess it's true." She said, "My wife said what?" She said, "I heard your husband talking about Carrie going to Alabama, not even visiting Alabama. I didn't know it was true." It's true. I don't say anything that's not true on the radio, but
nope.
I mean, my wife is a comedy act sometimes like that, but. She went to Alabama. She had a good visit, so now she's very happy with her decision. She's going to pledge a sorority, she said. So the daily or the weekly update on Carrie. Carrie's happy, I guess. If Carrie's happy, Daddy's happy.
Oh, there you go.
Only daughter. All right. So sorry about the little.
No, that's
we had to make sure to know that, yes, when you hear it here, it's probably true, but trust but verify. So the young lady who heard it, she verified it with my wife, and it was true.
And now we're going to be Roll Tide fans.
Oh, gosh. My wife and I both went to UNC, Chapel Hill. So Carrie did not get into Chapel Hill. So
it's hard.
It's tougher and tougher,
difficult.
I guess, isn't it?
Yeah,
of course, I went to high school in Scotland County, North Carolina. So the way the university system in North Carolina is set up, you have to take a certain number of children from each county.
No kidding.
Yeah, because we're a state. It's a state institution.
Oh,
so they have to take a certain number. And I don't know if we had the number they needed apply from my county.
You were the only applicant from Scotland County.
A couple friends there, a bunch of friends at state. Nobody I knew from my high school went to Duke, though. But, you know, it's just funny how you look at that.
Yeah.
We all think about sports and athletics, and that's how University of Alabama has got way up on the list, where people so many years are number one in football or always on TV. It starts rubbing off.
Oh, sure.
And it's funny. Steve, I mean, do you ever think about that? It's funny how the power of television, I guess, televised sports.
Sure.
For the university.
Makes a big deal.
Yeah. All right. So let me tell you about risk. Somebody asked me about risk. Say, Coach, what's the difference between risk and volatility this week?
Ooh, good question.
You ever heard that before?
I haven't.
Well, let me give you my definition. Of course, it may not be exact, but this is the way I look at it. Volatility means the thing you're in is volatile. It goes up and down. It drops way down. Like, let's say you buy NVIDIA, as an example, NVIDIA stock, at 700, and it drops down to 500. That's volatility. And then it moves back up to 600, then 800. That's just bouncing all around. That's volatility. And it's tough on you, isn't it? It really tests your blood pressure out. Where risk means you lost money. So you put money in at 700, it went down to 600, you sold. Well, you risked it $100. You risked it. Yeah. You risked $100 a share. It's gone. The money's gone. It's not coming back. Volatility, as long as you don't liquidate, it's still there. But it may never come back. Hmm. So that's the game you always play, the riddle. Remember Batman, the Riddler? That's a riddle in your mind. Should you sell when it goes down, or should you buy more? Well, leave alone. See, that's what a lot of people do. It goes way down. They buy more. They double down, they call it. Sort of the Vegas mentality.
Oh, yeah.
There's no right or wrong answer. But as long as you don't have all the money in your household tied to something like that. Mm-hmm. Again, that's why we don't want the money we're going to need for retirement tied to risk or volatility.
Sure.
We want to have money that's going to always be going up or staying the same and then giving us a lifetime income on the green side. And then we can take the leftover money, put it on the red bucket, we call it, where you have the risk and volatility.
Sure.
So understand that. So risk means you lost the money. Volatility means it's bouncing all around.
888-623-8858 or text 401k to 600-700. Let's talk about, you know, we admire people that have a lot of money. You know, the millionaires, we think, you know, oh, I want to be like that. So let's think like a millionaire when it comes to planning for retirement, right?
Yeah.
Here's a statistic for you. Of the people who have $1 million in assets, 84% of them have a long-term financial plan. 84%.
Yeah.
I mean, that speaks volumes. You got to have a plan.
Those who fail to plan to fail. They always say that, right?
Here it is. Of the people who have less than $1 million, only 50% have a plan.
Yeah. Have you heard that phrase, living paycheck to paycheck?
That's it.
Those are usually the people that haven't planned. And there's nothing wrong with that, folks. I know the life overtakes everything, doesn't it? I mean, gosh, I'll get to it tomorrow. How many times have I said that?
Yeah.
My wife.
Oh, gosh.
How many times have you said that, Steve?
Many, many times.
And then tomorrow
times.
Comes and you need to get to it.
Yeah, that's right.
It goes to the bottom of the list,
right.
the list eventually. And then you pack it away somewhere, and maybe 5 years later, you find the list when you're cleaning your room.
Sure. But again, when you think of like a millionaire, did we all watch Yellowstone? I think we did.
Oh,
right? So I know a lot of folks watch Yellowstone. And so a character on the show, Lainey Wilson is her name. She's actually a country star, but she's also on the show.
Yep.
And we're going to hear from her. She's talking about something called broke mentality.
2 years ago, I had like $26 in my bank account. And I actually had to call my sister, and she Venmo'd me $100 so I could go get me some Taco Bell that night. So even if you have a record deal, it don't mean that you got money. It has taken me a really long time, and I feel like I'm just starting to make some money because I got a lot of folks to pay. But I will say I do have an incredible business manager who is helping me figure these things out. It's completely brand new to me. I still got that broke mentality. Even if I'm rolling in it one day, I'm still going to be getting that number 7 soft taco.
She likes her Taco Bell, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. But I mean,
I could eat 10 of the hard shell ones right now.
Oh, anytime, right? But again, that makes sense, right? Where you've got that broke mentality, and it's a difficult thing to sort of
break through. It is.
But if you start thinking like a millionaire, if you start thinking like, okay, I'm going to retire wealthy, then you can get there.
Well, again, everything we talked about today works together to get there, like written plan, envisioning yourself there. You got to think about what's going to happen there. The only thing that worries me is she doesn't know much about money. She's got a manager. Hopefully the manager's doing the right thing.
Right, yeah.
Hopefully.
I mean, you remember Mike Tyson's manager took a lot of money from him over the years.
Well, I think Billy Joel, right? His brother-in-law took everything.
Billy Joel. So just be very careful when you do have money. Make sure it's in the place it should be. If you're working with like a third party person telling you to put money certain places and you don't really know what's really going on, they're saying everything's fine, make sure to, like Ronald Reagan used to say, trust but verify. And so that's why everything we do is in writing, and we sure make sure that everybody understands what they're doing. And that's very important, because then you can explain it back to your family. If you're talking to a family member and they say, I really don't know what it is, my broker said it was fine, my broker said it was just a paper loss, we've all these things. We need to make sure. And so as we get older, as we get closer to retirement, as we get over 50, we need to really start knowing exactly where every dollar is and why it's there and what it's going to do for us in the future and how it's going to make us have a worry-free retirement. And if you can't answer those who, what, where, why, and how questions, maybe not the right place.
No.
And so all the answers need to be in writing, in my opinion. But the more importantly, you need to understand it. And if you understand it, it makes it a whole lot simpler. And it makes it a whole lot more exciting to keep putting money in somewhere if you understand it.
Sure.
And I've heard that term paper loss before. Isn't a paper loss a loss?
Well, that's the volatility we're talking about.
Okay.
So the stock's at 700, then it goes down to $600. You call your broker, say, I'm down $100 a share. And your broker says, oh, no, you're not. You haven't liquidated yet. It's just a paper loss. But just like I bought a NVIDIA at like $199. And now it's way up there in the stratosphere. And so I haven't made any money yet either because I haven't sold. So I have a paper gain.
Ah.
Like paper doll. Okay. Like, nothing works. If it rains, everything's screwed, right? No, so it's like that's what we do. We look for, as humans, we look for little gains to overcome the big defeats, yes. Right? And so eventually, hopefully, your little gains will outweigh the big defeats we've had.
Yeah. Sure.
And so, but if I liquidate, then I don't have it anymore. So here's a good strategy, though. All right, and I know I've heard this one strategy where if you buy a stock at a dollar and it goes to two, you should sell half of it. Therefore, now you're, even if you lost, even if that stock went to zero, you didn't lose any money because you already broke even once once it doubled and you sold half. I like to wait for a stock to triple and then sell half of it.
Okay.
Because now you got no loss and a little gain, and, yep. And now you still have half of the stock, see? And so I haven't practiced that, though, with NVIDIA. I haven't sold any of it because I only have 50 shares. But, I mean, everyone's their own pilot in their financial life. And so our job here is to help you get that button there put into your financial plane, the automatic pilot button, where you press the button. That's when you're in a retirement, and you know with certainty that you're going to get – here's the bottom line. That's the button to press.
That's it.
You know, with certainty now, you're going to get that check every single month for the rest of your life or year, whatever you like it, a year or month, whatever. And then your spouse will get that too if you're not here. But the most important thing, if both of you disappear, your next of kin get what's ever left. It doesn't disappear. And so we practice this every single day in our office. And if you'd like your own Coach Pete's Power Plan that puts you in control, gets that automatic pilot in place in your plan, call right now.
888-623-8858. It's just that simple. 888-623-8858 or just text 401k to 600-700. Text 401k to 600-700. It's Coach Pete's plan, and you can sit down and really work with the team at Capital Financial, and you can find out more. 888-623-8858 or text 401k to 600-700.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.